Well, the tick problem in Michigan has been talked about extensively because of how dangerous they really are. It can spread disease.
Yeah.
The deer population has boomed in the state of Michigan, and it's a real problem. It's why, one of the reasons why I don't spend a lot of time looking for my golf ball, Jamie.
Oh, that's why?
I spend a
I think it might be just way gone.
Well, there's that. Not a lot of hope there that I'm going to find the ball.
Right.
But I don't spend a lot of time when I shank one into the woods either for that reason. But there is a new tick that has been found in Michigan for the very first time. It's the Asian long-horned tick, and experts say it could be a real problem. Let's bring in Dr. William Miller, an assistant biology professor at Calvin University this morning. Doc, it's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Asian longhorn tick and what the difference is between this tick and maybe some others that are more native to Michigan.
Yeah, right. So differences are actually kind of hard to see with the naked eye. It's a little larger than some of the black-legged ticks that we may be more familiar with. That's the tick that causes Lyme disease. Little larger than them, a little smaller than a lone star tick, if you're familiar with those. These are native to Asia and have been invading a couple of other places around the world, like New Zealand and Australia. And we found two or three of them down in the southwest portion of the state, down in Berrien County, back in March and June. So we're keeping an eye on them and trying to figure out where they are and exactly how many there are in the landscape. But in terms of ID, a little bit difficult to pull off unless you've got a microscope. But if you have any questions, you can always reach out to the MDHHS tick identification portal and submit a picture through them.
Doc, you know, you said that we should be tick aware and not tick afraid.
Yeah.
So what does that look like in real life, you know, for families who are like planning hiking trips and camping and sending their kids to summer camp this season?
That's a real great question. So since we started talking about the longhorn tick, I'll put it out this way. One of the things that we're most concerned about with this tick is is its effects on agriculture. So it's a primarily a cattle pest. And in its native range, there is some evidence that it may, that it's been associated with certain diseases. But however, in the United States, since it invaded in 2017 through the eastern coast, there hasn't been a case of human disease linked to this particular tick. What we're really concerned about are problems surrounding agriculture, since this tends to parasitize on cattle. So it can have a couple of different effects there. From a general tick perspective, if you're considering, if you want to be tick aware and not tick afraid, a couple of important things that you can do is familiarize yourself with our most common species. I would say probably most of the time when people think about getting a tick on them in Michigan, they're probably thinking about those really big black dog ticks with the white markings on its back. They're associated with a few diseases in other parts of the range, but in Michigan, they're largely considered a nuisance species. They can vector Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but that's very, very rare in our state. The black-legged tick, that's the Lyme disease tick. That's the one I would say, you know, take a look at all of those pictures online, familiarize yourself what they look like. When you're out in the woods, wear long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirts, EPA registered repellents. And especially if you're in places where hiking trails or where you're walking on trails or something like that, follow most of the parks that you would be recreating and have really great rules for staying on trails, staying away from shrubby, brushy vegetation where ticks like to try and jump onto you from, not jump, but crawl onto you from. And follow some of those trail rules. All three of those things, following trail rules, physical barriers, chemical barriers, really provide kind of a multi-layered protection system for you to reduce your chances of getting a tick on you.
Are tick populations increasing? I mean, these Calvin University research students were just looking for other kind of ticks and then found these Asian longhorn ticks. So do we have more now?
Yes. So, tick populations, the big three that we usually talk about, lone star ticks, black-legged ticks, and dog ticks, especially that black-legged tick since it's so associated with Lyme disease, they've been spreading throughout the state for the last 20 or 30 years or so. I'm not from Michigan, but when I go and talk to folks who are, they can. I'm from the East Coast, where ticks have just kind of been here, there, and everywhere for a very long period of time. When I talk to native Michiganders, though, they can say, yeah, I remember when I was growing up not necessarily having as many ticks, or I can remember when these started to become a noticeable problem. So ticks are expanding throughout the state. There could be a variety of different reasons for that related to, you know, things like deer densities, changes in land cover, as well as things like climate change that can be facilitating how often we're seeing ticks out in the woods. With the longhorn tick in particular, I would note that this was an expected occurrence. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development had an early action plan that was already in development at the time that we found this. And just based on how it was spreading through other states, we were really thinking that it would be a question of when and not if. So luckily, following those trends, there was some planning in place. Veterinarians and extension experts kind of sounded the alarm bells once we found that, and we're hoping to get that message out to livestock and cattle producers throughout the state.
I had heard once if you get bit by a tick, you should keep the tick in a bag, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in your freezer, because if you do start to show some sort of symptoms, then you have the tick that doctors can look at to see if it carried Lyme or things like that. So what should people do if they do get bitten by a tick? We have 30 seconds left here, Doc.
Yeah, that's great advice. Keep the tick. And I would do one better than that. Rather than waiting for symptoms, if you think it might be a black-legged tick, you can take a look at some of those pictures online. That's the Lyme disease tick. Call your primary care physician. There are some things that you can talk about with them regarding first action plans or next steps. So keep the tick. If you're not sure what you're looking at, and call it.
Yeah, and just be proactive about it. Dr. William Miller with Calvin University. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.